Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter, Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareco. It's time for Spirit Connections with Tina Marie Heckman. The first Friday of every month, Tina Marie is one of our featured innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders. She is an extraordinary spiritual medium, intuitive psychic reader, animal communicator, and spiritual translator. Throughout our high-ranked shows, you and your loved ones will experience an influx of inspiration, information, and love in a new and profound way. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. At any moment to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with Tina Marie. Introducing Take My Call. Tired of waiting in the queue and not getting in? You can use this option at any time before our show is done, and for only $20, jump a long list of callers and we take your call. To use Take My Call, visit our website, charlotteview.net, look under Monthly Shows, and select Tina Marie Heckman. Are you planning a party, an event, a meetup, or family gathering and want to host the best party ever? Why not have a psychic party and bring Tina Marie home with you? Please visit our website and book it now. Get ready. Think of one question you need clarity on. Make the question short, clear, and be open. Tina Marie will help you bridge the gap between your spiritual world and your daily life. Tina Marie can see, hear, and feel the other side. She delivers messages from your own guides and loved ones. She can communicate with your living or departed pets and help you understand what they are trying to tell you. Have you heard of a traveling psychic fair? Tina Marie and a group of talented psychics, intuitives, and mediums, and metaphysical experts have joined their forces to bring their services to you. Each month, a different location is chosen in South Carolina and North Carolina. To find out more, contact Tina Marie at her website, www.tinamarie8.com. That's the number 8. Every Friday and Monday, join our group of podcasters who are making a positive difference in the world. Check out our other shows at charlotteview.net or contact us at info@charlotteview.net. Now, enjoy the episode of the day.
Thank you, Daniel, and welcome to our show, Spirit Connection with Tina Marie Heckman. Today is the 5-5, May 5. So let's start by learning a little facts about the number 5. So in numerology, 5 is a number of balance. 5 symbolizes man, health, and love. It symbolizes marriage. It combines the female number 2 with the male number 3. So 5 is a number of marriage. Also, it is believed to be the marriage between heaven and earth. 5 is a number of the human being. Interestingly, Leo is the 5th astrological sign in the zodiac. Number 5 is a number of Mercury, which can be a little factor on some problems during today as we were trying to call in the show. So we are still in the shadow of Mercury. But God, Mercury always has an impact on Charlotte View. Also, the number 5 is a lucky number if you're a Gemini or a Virgo. And a number that we are having 2 5s today. So think about it and feel what that means for you. Another thing, May. May is a national moving month. So with summer comes an increase in home sales, and this means increased number of homeowners on the move. So it is a national moving month. And we're going to bring our now Tina Marie. So she let us know a little bit about her May and what is it that she has found in her with her psychic abilities for the month of May. Welcome, Tina Marie, and thank you for being here.
Hello, Claudia. It's always wonderful to hear you. And the static on the line is gone. Woohoo!
Yay!
Well, it's funny because this month I'm going to be at my offices in, you know, Columbia and in Charlotte. But I didn't plan really anything else big because I'm actually moving. We're moving right in the middle of a move to a new house. So it's total craziness, but it's a great move. It's just a positive for everybody, and it's good for us, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, well, and we wish you the best of this. I know moving can be so stressful and full of anxiety, but at the same time, it's so much cleaning and releasing that you get through that. I actually like moving, and I have moved so many times. But yeah, the idea of doing it again is kind of, oh no, all the boxes and all the packing and the last, especially the last boxes, those are the ones that get me. Because you start with all this energy, but then when you are down to the little things that you left for later, that's a pain.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, I'm not crazy about moving. With my father being in the military and me being in the military, I spent so many years moving. But this is the great thing. It's like you really do, as you said, you get rid of a lot of stuff you don't need. And I love that. I love that so much. I hate packing, but it's for the higher greater good. I know. And so it's like you get through it, and then you get back to your happy place.
That's right. So we have our first caller of the day, and this is one of our Take My Call users, and we want to thank people that are using Take My Call, which is the only way in our shows, all of our shows, that you can jump the long list of callers and gives you priority seat with Tina Marie or any other one of our shows. So let's bring Gail. She's calling from Asheville.
Hello, Gail. How are you doing?
I'm well, and I wish you all kinds of love and success on this move, and I hope it brings you all the energy you're looking for.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Why am I seeing crystals around you? Tons of crystals.
Well, I was thinking about an acupuncturist this morning. His name is Crystal.
Ah. Do you collect crystals?
I have, along with Claudia, started to learn more about them. So I have a
fantastic,
very small collection.
Fantastic. No, that's great. And the reason I just brought that in, because it's like affirmations of what you're doing and enhancing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are crystals around you. My hair is standing up when I say you see crystals around you. So this is a very powerful tool for you. So definitely confirmation on the path that you're working on right now with all these crystals.
Right.
And there's going to be tons more.
Well, that's good because they're pretty. And
I love crystals. I love them. So what were your questions today, now that I jumped in there?
Now that you jumped in there, well, you know, it's going along the same theme. I have certain blocks that are holding me back from remembering or finding my true self. I mean, we all have them. But I'm looking for ways to unblock. So I'm looking for any guidance you can give me, any depths, any places I should be looking, any paths I should be pursuing.
Well, I'm definitely seeing the crystals. I'm definitely seeing angel energy with you. I'm also seeing you, important that you're cutting cords. And these would be cords that would be... these would be negative cords connect. Like if I had a cord connected to poverty, I want to cut that cord.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting any techniques for me to cut that cord to poverty?
Well, I know that there's actual light workers that work on that cord cutting. A friend of mine in Charlotte does that. That's all she does. She does an amazing job. I myself will also just envision those cords. And then I will take the poverty cord and just love on it and send love through it and enhance it and build it. But I'm also, there's a fear cord. So, whether you do it yourself or you have someone assist you with this, but definitely the poverty and the fear cord are two really big ones.
That fear of financial insecurity.
Yep. And it's also, you also have a fear of succeeding.
Oh.
It just feels like there's a fear of, it feels like almost I'm afraid to see how amazing I am. That I am valid in all the good things that are coming to my life. And it's okay to embrace those and be happy about those and not anticipate that there may be another shoe drop, that kind of thing.
Right.
So it's really in letting go of that fear, because everything good that's come in your life, you deserve. And in really embracing that, that is not being selfish, that's not being self-absorbed, is walking and living in the truth. Because it's the goodness that will walk with you forward, and that just validates all the good things that are supposed to be in your life. It's just not, and with us light workers, we have a lot of times issue that it's conscious or subconscious that this is a self-sacrificing path. You know, there are things that we have to give, but it's things that do not serve our higher purpose. And we are supposed to just have an amazing experience and it filled with love and hope and happiness. It's not that since we have agreed to take this walk that it's a walk of poverty or negative. It's a beautiful, wonderful walk, and accompanying that walk are all these amazing things that we've put in our life. But it's, we have to be open for them or they will not come in.
Gail, you're there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm absorbing.
Okay.
The only thing that I wanted to add for that, Tina Marie, is you mentioned Gail is a fantastic healer, and she has the crystals. So in order to cut the cords, it's very easy to do it using your crystals and just follow your intuition, Gail, when you are working on those cords. Feel where in your body, what chakra is the one that feels congested or like something is pulling out. And just with love and in meditation, use one of your crystals as a knife. And you'll know which one to work with. So just use that and then just release that cord. And send back all the energy to that person that you have the cord with, and as well as take back all the energy that you have deposited in that person, because it's always both ways. And you'll feel it. You'll feel so much better, and you'll see the transformation that comes to your life right after.
But it definitely is, and it's not just cutting a cord with directly connected to a person. It's that's part of it certainly, but it's cutting the cord from past experiences too,
right?
And past lives, experiences that we had that would say, "Well, I don't deserve this," and things like that, which is not true.
Okay.
You deserve all the amazing things. They're absolutely on your path, and it is. It's absolutely on your path. We got to cut cords. We walk in faith that all these amazing things are going to be coming in our life because they're supposed to be in our lives.
Mm-hmm. All right. I do have one other question then, and that
sure.
is, I am approaching retirement. Yippee! leave behind what I've been doing for my whole life to make money and look at other avenues. So I'm asking for some guidance for avenues.
Okay, give
and
me just a
second. And timing in any event.
It just feels like your light worker area is just going to be enhanced, and it's certainly directly connected with the crystals. Even like as you go and you get building more knowledge in crystals and their abilities and actually passing that on to others in classes. But I also want, more importantly than what you can just learn, you know, from a book from crystals, I really want during meditation time, you know, pulling your crystals in and asking them specifically for their powers and you writing them down. Because it just feels like with things that are changing, their abilities are going to be enhanced. So it's important that you write down what you get. Because it's in the future, I see a book, and it's just the enhanced abilities of crystals, just something along that line.
Right.
But what you see and feel and find that they are doing at a larger, they just become more powerful than they have ever in the past.
Okay.
Their abilities, their power expands. So it's like you picking all that up. So it's not just what you're going to learn in a book. It's what you're going to learn with the information that's going to be given to you from the crystals.
Okay.
Nice.
So they will talk to you.
And I want a copy of that, Gail.
All right. count on it.
We're already taking orders, Gail.
All right,
yeah.
All right, that's good. That's right. We can
do that. Good. Yeah, that sounds awesome because they are changing so much, crystals and gems and all of them, and the properties of each one of them is whatever you find in the books today is no longer just that. So, yeah, we need people like
it
you that can talk to them. Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely expanding, and that's your definite connection with your path. And you will do that interpretation of them and receiving that information from them.
Okay. Thanks.
You're
welcome.
Thank
you, Gail.
I'm glad you called in.
Yay.
You too.
Have a great day and continue celebrating your birthday, Gail. Okay, so now let's go to Wake Forest and let's bring Sharon to our show. This is another Take My Call caller.
Hello, beautiful Sharon. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, I'm good, Tina Marie. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little crazy with the moving, but it's all good. It's all good.
Well, yeah, we talked about that.
Yes. Yeah, that's why I wasn't doing an event in May, and I'm going to be getting my June and July stuff together, but it's like this. I just have to get through this move.
Okay, good.
So what's your question today? Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good.
I was kind of just, you know, concerned with the whole looking, I guess, eventually Andrew and I have been kind of shifting along and thinking about possibly looking to move somewhere like you. And we didn't know if it would be like Raleigh or another state.
Well, I feel you staying in North Carolina, but I feel that moving. Raleigh, but on the outside of Raleigh. But not directly in Raleigh. It's the energy right directly, and it may not be for your higher, greater good.
Okay.
So it feels like Raleigh. But also what I got as soon as I was thinking about you, your lower back.
Yeah.
I really need for you to start off each day, like even before you get out of bed, doing stretching exercises that stretch that out.
I'm supposed to be doing my Qigong. Okay. I'm supposed to be doing my
that's what I guess. Like,
with,
like, yeah. I got that immediately. That is something we absolutely, because if we don't, what I saw happening is like with your lower spine, it almost feels like it's like starts to fuse together or something.
Yeah, I just had a chiropractic adjustment 2 days ago, and I feel really good. But they've been working on the lower spine, actually.
Okay, so every day starting, we're you know, even before you get out of bed, I mean, doing stretching exercises for that lower back. And this is just because you have a lot of stuff ahead of you, and we want to feel as good as we possibly can. And that lower back pain, I know it personally, it just makes everything miserable.
Yeah, because that was kind of my concern as far as what was going on with, you know, my health and the weight and the shifting. But like I said, I got the adjustment and my neck, because my neck and everything was hurting, and I feel so much better.
Oh, thank God.
I said to my husband, I said, I need to start my Qigong tomorrow, which I said that to him today, so... And it really helps. It helps to, like, open up my lungs and really stretch my muscles and things of that nature.
Also, are you doing the turmeric each day?
Excuse me?
Are you doing turmeric each day?
Two more what?
Turmeric.
Turmeric. Yes. When we have our bone broth, we do turmeric. We put it inside of it.
Okay, because I really want you to have it every day, but it's really important, and you can mix this yourself or get it online. Having the black pepper in it and the coconut oil, it actually activates it to a higher, better level. But I need this in your body every day because I just need it breaking up. What I'm seeing is like calcification, I guess something like that. That's what it looks like to me. So really I need that in your body. It's
Every day. Okay, yeah. We have the turmeric and the black pepper and coconut oil and bone broth and all of that. So, yeah.
Fantastic. So, every day, though, not just as a special occasion, really every day.
Okay.
Wonderful. So, what was your questions? I know I've gone all over the place, but I needed to get that
out.
Well,
that was kind of the roundabout about, like, you know, the health with the releasing the weight and try to figure out where to relocate. I feel like, we will stay in North Carolina, but in a different part of it.
Right. I feel like this is where your footing is supposed to be. I absolutely feel the energy is good. Not necessarily where you're at currently, though. I just feel like maybe a little bit lower than Raleigh, but not directly in Raleigh.
Because we're in Wake Forest now.
I know I've been there because I've gone to the events there.
So Wake Forest is 20 to 25 minutes outside of Raleigh, Durham, either direction.
Below or above?
Is Wake Forest below or above Raleigh? It's north.
Okay, so, well, I'm seeing lower. So I want you guys to look at, you know, that area. So, but it feels more like it's below Raleigh, but not, you know, directly in Raleigh. Directly in Raleigh is not here. Because you need your space.
Yeah.
And you don't need, like, having people just crammed all around you. That's not a good place for you. Okay? So that's really important.
So when I was waiting to get queued in, some other number called me, and I had quadruple twos in a row, some phone number that showed up. So I found that to be quite interesting. You know, you get these random telemarketing calls, so I found that to be
unique, too. Oh, I do, too, but it's like even though they're annoying, what they brought to you, that number 222, wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and it's funny because that was something I was thinking the other day. It's like even people that are not aligned with us, they can actually bring something good to our lives. And not that we have to connect with them or anything like that. It's just that they just, by chance, are carrying a portion of a message for us.
Yes, and they have, like, because I've been getting that a lot recently.
And definitely you've got a lot of angel connections all around you. So that is an absolute given with you. But that also makes you the healer.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I look forward to seeing you next month when you're doing the fair, and we'll chat too.
Yes, and I'll let you know as soon as I know, I'll let you know.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Sharon, for calling. So now let's go with Amy Gibo. Amy, welcome to Charlotteville.
Hello. So great to be on. Thank you, Tina Marie, for doing this.
Oh, you're welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New Hampshire.
Oh, good. Is it chilly there?
It is. It's rainy and cold.
Oh, good.
It's a raw day.
I love that weather. I'm wanting to eventually our family move a little bit further up north because the south is so darn hot. And I'm like so over it.
I will trade places with you.
In a heartbeat, honey. So what's your question today? What's going on?
Well, so I've been feeling for a while now like I am in a big transition. And I am really just curious what message Spirit has for me today. It's not really specific about anything. I'm just... feeling like I've got a lot of balls up in the air in my work, in my living situation, and, you know, my relationships and things like that. So I'm just open to hearing whatever comes through.
Well, primarily when you first started talking, I heard career. Not you saying career, it's just like right now at the forefront, our focus needs to be on our career job and changing. It feels like the transition time with that, and it just feels like within 3 months there's a big change with the career, and it just in a positive way. It's like I'm more on track. What it is, it fits now, and it just progresses more in a positive way, and it really changes everything. It enables you to. So obviously, there's a finance enhancement with what I'm seeing in the future with you as far as the career, because it enables you to change your lifestyle, meaning that I feel more freedom to make choices, and I don't feel like that I'm walking in fear because I don't think I can do this because I won't have the money, I won't blah, 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 all that kind of stuff that goes on. But it feels like within 3 months, it just feels like the changes. What I'm also hearing with this is like you have got to walk in faith. The things that you know that you need to be doing, you need to do them. Also, a message attached to that is that do not accept unacceptable behavior and never, ever settle. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I mean, for sure. I'm just curious if, because I am self-employed right now, and I'm curious if a shift to or a focus on products is a better way for me, or products and services, or if I'm just going to be abandoning the self-employment altogether.
What I feel like is that you're not abandoning the self-employment altogether, but I feel like you're adding, like, a regular job to it for a time period while you get this as it grows so that we have the financial freedom. Because if not, you'll abandon this and just jump completely into – I have to be secure. I have to be secure. But I'm seeing your product go on, and I'm seeing that expand. But I need also right now for some financial stability. So it's that I have regular job for a short time, and then the other starts to expand because I have I actually have more time to put into it because I'm not in fear of not succeeding.
Do I stay in New Hampshire to do this, or am I looking at it some other
place? I don't see you moving right now. I mean, like moving from the state. I don't know that you're staying physically in the place that you're actually living right now, but I don't see you leaving the state for another year. And that, even at that year time, it's like really up to you, because it's not the location, meaning the state. It's just really the people that are directly connected with you where you're physically living now. That may be the issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I really appreciate your message from Seattle today. Thanks so much, Tina Marie, and good luck with your move.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. So now let's go to Colorado. I love Colorado. Let's bring Chris to the show.
Hello, Chris.
Hello. Hey,
how are you doing? Good.
I'm doing okay. I'm a little confused and just wondering, hopefully maybe you can give me some insight possibly.
Is there any kind of medication or anything that you're putting in your body that it may not be for your highest greatest good?
Well, I just got prescribed some antidepressants, but I haven't taken them yet.
Okay.
I've actually had them for like a week, and I haven't taken them.
Okay. But anything that, and I'm trying to say this in a gentle way, that we could possibly smoke or anything else like that would be going in my body?
Oh, well, I mean, I have a medical marijuana card, and I smoke from time to time. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just thinking that may, and I am all open to whatever, but I don't know that is for your highest greatest good.
Okay.
Maybe it's the amount or how often it's done, and if it's prescribed by a doctor, I won't interfere with that because I am not a doctor. But I'm seeing something go in your body that does not help you make the best decision.
Interesting.
So that was my concern when you first started talking, because I do feel the depression, and if a doctor has, you know, prescribed you something, I would go ahead and, you know, get on board with that because I am feeling the depression. And trust me, I am really not crazy about all the medications that doctors have, and I think a lot of it's Band-Aid stuff. But with myself, I have been on Prozac for years, and it does help. And it makes me a nicer person because I have a hot temper. So, there are things that are being prescribed for us that can be beneficial for us. So, if a doctor's done that, you know, because I am feeling the depression, it's real, it's not made up in your head, but I'm just concerned that some other things that are going in your body would actually be a negative thing. So that's what I'm concerned. So, I mean, you know that information and make the best choices with that. Because what I am seeing is a great, beautiful future for you. A lot of this, my hair standing up when I'm saying that. So anytime my hair stands up, that is like if you hear nothing else I say, listen to that, that it is good. It is good in the future. It is amazing. Part of the thing, too, is that you're feeling like you don't fit. But that is something also that I would have, you know, I did for most of my life because I have a different awakening level. And I absolutely feel that with you, too.
Right.
And our brain doesn't work the same as everybody else, and that's fine. I don't want my brain to work as everybody else's. It works uniquely, but it was what my purpose was in life, how it worked. And know that it's like, everything that we've been, you know, told growing up is all a bunch of junk just to control us. The way that your brain works is the way it's supposed to. Absolutely, you may need something with the level of the depression so that you can see clearer. But I really want you to connect a lot with your shaman energy. And that has a lot to do with outdoors and woods and camping and really connecting back with the earth. Because that is your connection.
Well, there's a lot of woods and forests and mountains up here in Colorado, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that is for sure.
So.
So I really want you make, but I also just like check locally with any shaman groups, drumming circles, crystal digs, anything like that.
Yeah.
Because any connection of you with the earth, it's like, I found my balance and my hair just stood up again. So it's like what it is you're trying to fit into a world that really, and I'm not saying this that to make you sound like a superior god or anything like that, but it's true.
Right.
That it's like you are elevated, so it doesn't make sense and it doesn't fit.
Right.
So what you are doing is you're going to the world that does fit you, and that is absolutely of the earth. But I do want you, you know, what we talked about to begin with, create the correct balance. Don't try to not put something in my body so I'll stop thinking.
Right.
Because that is like us using alcohol or anything like that because we were trying to forget. It doesn't work.
Right.
So we wake up and it's the same stuff there. But if I walk in the world that was created for me, that it fits for me, that resolves all the issues.
Right. Well,
so I really want you to connect with that shaman. Go ahead.
Well, everything that you're saying, it's kind of, you know, things like I kind of felt and kind of already knew, and I appreciate you saying those things, and I'm definitely going to go find some forest and some woods and go out and walk.
But
I guess my question was.
Okay, wait 1 second. We have another question, and you have time to ask that. But when I say something and you've already felt it, it means that you are getting information from your spirit guides directly. And all I was doing was validating. So know that you are hearing. So you are also a hearer. Okay, so what is your question?
I'm still madly in love with my son's mother who lives in Texas. We have such a bad relationship right now. For some reason, I just can't let go. For some reason, something tells me that she is the one, and she's the one that I need to be with, and I should be with, but there's a lot of signs, a lot of red flags to say no. I'm actually currently in a different relationship with a girl who's just absolutely amazing. I mean, ridiculously amazing, but I just can't stop thinking about my ex, you know?
Okay,
let me tell
you
what you saw
that.
With that.
It absolutely,
yeah.
The person that's in your life actually right now is amazing. And I don't want you to do something that's going to hurt that. The other is not for your higher, greater good. It's almost as if I felt any kind of abandonment issues growing up, which I did because I had a lot of stuff go on. You know, that would be me seeking out that type of relationship. It is not for your higher, greater good. It is not the person that you're supposed to be with. A lot of times. It's like smoking. It's so hard to quit, but it's something that's not good for us. But we think that we need it. And then once we quit and we start breathing and everything opens up and everything feels better, then we see how negative that was for us. It's really about disconnecting. That one, I will tell you clearly, that one will never, ever work. It is not of your higher, greater good.
Right.
And I know that may not be something you want to hear, but I have to tell you the truth. I can't,
right. You
know, say it just to give the answer. One. The person that's in your life is freaking amazing. And
Yes. Focusing
on that. And that is what this person gives you is truly true love. And there's so many times when I was in my 20s and everything like that, and I was like, I knew that these horribly dysfunctional relationships that I had been in, I knew it was true love. It had to be. It was amazing. But when I stopped that and I really started self-love, I saw how dysfunctional they were. And I would never have appreciated my husband, who actually was the pure form of love, the real love, had I not started self-love and letting go of those functional relationships, because I would not have ever recognized how beautiful it was and is. So it's like, absolutely, that is not of your highest, greatest good, that past relationship.
Right.
But as we close the door, and you have to close the door, that means no calls, no emails, no anything like that. Close the door, let it go. Thank the universe for the experience of showing what I don't want, because I want a love that is completely committed to me, and moving forward with that.
And the suggestion that you gave him of going the shamanic route, it will help you a lot also, Chris.
Absolutely.
Because they will help you. There are all of these rituals and all of these things that they will help you with, so you can clear that energy out of your system and continue with the awesome relationship that you have right now.
Okay, that, so. It is absolutely true. And it's like really, let's proceed on this route. Let's do it full force. Let's get in the woods. Let's completely walk in the change. I know that it's passed through your mind about, I know at some point suicide has crossed your mind. I know that. I see that. But what we're doing is we're walking away from that thought pattern, because it will solve nothing.
Right.
And what
right.
I see in the
well,
future,
it's kind of hard because she has my son, you know, so I kind of have to still contact her, you know, twice
well,
a week.
Well, yes, but it could be in a different way of doing it. That it's
right.
just that she is just the person that has your son. She is not
right.
the love of your life. It was dysfunctional as hell.
Right.
And it will not change. But as you go
right.
forward, you'll become an even better father. Because of how you're feeling about yourself and the self-love and the validating who you are supposed to be and what you're walking in. It's all good, Chris, I promise you.
Yeah, and sometimes, Tina Marie, we don't understand that person that we want them to love us, they are incapable of loving you the way that you want. It's not that they are mean, and it's not they are not good people, but in your relationship with that person, they just can't. They can't be that beautiful soul that you want them to be, and that sometimes you even think you see that in them, but with you, there's something that is blocking. So when that happens, it's pretty much the universe saying, no, this is not the one for you, move on. Even though there's a child, that relationship will always be there as the mother of your child, but doesn't have to be with you. So now, let's continue with our callers. And Chris, do let us know how it goes. Call us back. Tina Marie comes every other month. But if anybody wants a longer psychic reading or conversation with you, Tina Marie, outside of the show, how can they get you?
They can contact me. My website is Tina Marie 8, the number 8, Tina Marie 8.com. My email is Tina Marie 8 at mail, not Gmail, at mail.com. I'm on Facebook, Tina Marie Heckman, Heckman. Spirit Connections is on the Facebook also. And I work with Skype. You know, obviously, distance doesn't mean anything. The person does not have to be in front of me for me to connect with them. But that's a good way for us to take time and really go through more details instead of me having to go on to a next caller real quick.
Okay. So you want to take time, that's what you say, or you're ready for the next call?
We're ready for the next one.
Okay, so you were talking about distance. So let's go to Mexico, beautiful Mexico, and bring one of your friends from Mexico, Ileana.
Hello, Ileana.
Hello, Tina. How are you, Tina Marie?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Before we get started with the questions, I want you to keep an eye on I just want you to get a lot of water with lemon. I just want to cleanse out your kidneys, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Well, I want to know if you see a romantic relationship coming soon.
I'm sorry, say that again. I hardly hear you.
Want to know if you see any romantic relationship coming soon.
I see two people coming into your life, but it's what, okay, the one that you're least interested in is the one that you need to go with.
Okay.
It really is. Is the one that I'm least interested in is the one that has my highest, greatest good, and that will absolutely be the better relationship for me. So I see two people, two guys, coming in, you meeting them. One may be rekindling, but it's the one that you're less interested in is really the one that's for your higher, greater good.
Are they guys that I already know, or they are going to be in?
One of them, it feels like a rekindling. So
okay.
It may be somebody that's trying to come back into your life. I just don't know if that's, I'm trying to figure out which one is the one you're least, would be the least. But it's like one feels like it's a rekindling. One feels like it's someone new.
Okay. But you don't know which one is
I am not getting a clear information on which one. I just know the one that you would find less interesting is actually the one that would be for your higher greater good. And the other one, it just feels more like it may feel more romantic, more excitement, but it actually in the long run isn't. It just is dysfunctional.
Okay.
It's like the person creates a situation where it seems like, oh, this is so amazing and beautiful and romantic, and it's all just smoke.
Okay.
It's just not real, and it's not lasting.
Perfect.
So with that, you know, kind of take a step back and look at them and see which one it is. Defines that, and it's almost like that is for you a learning process to distinguish between the two of those,
mm-hmm.
so that you can actually, you know, make the better choices for yourself.
Okay.
But literally, you've got to take a step back with these so that you can actually look at them and not be all caught up in the moment, because there's deception in it.
Okay, so thank you, Ileana, for calling. So now let's go with Wendy. She's calling from California. Welcome to Charlotte.
Hello, Wendy. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I got a job through a temp agency for Centene Health Net for data entry. Never did that before, and the agency pulled me off the job. But then they said that they would give me a job in the same company, grievances and appeals. And she's called me for 2 weeks and said, hello, we're still working on it. Meanwhile, I applied for a job last night online with the same company, but this location is about 2.5 miles away from me, and it's closely matches what I did for 15 years. It's regular customer service. So I would be so excited if that job materialized. But my concern is if this temp agency calls me and says, okay, they want you to start Monday, I need a paycheck. So I guess what I'd have to do is just say that I'm sick with the flu and try to buy some time. And then what do you see?
I feel like the one you're talking about is 2.5 miles away. I feel like it's something that's going to materialize. And I feel like it's something of your higher, greater good. I feel like the atmosphere there is better, just because it's the office in and of itself. It's just everything feels better with that.
And do you see, Tina Marie, if that one is going to work out or the other one is coming through, or are they just giving her more and more?
Well, what I'm hearing is it's about walking in faith. And I'm not going to encourage you to tell them that you've got the flu, but I'm not going to discourage it either. I just feel tremendously better about the one that's 2.5 miles away that you just recently talked to last night or connected with last night, I feel really good about that. But understand what happens with jobs. If this job's available, but the person that's listing it, their cousin twice removed, calls them up today and says, I need a job real quick. Because free will. Free will involves, but I am feeling the energy of the universe that's absolutely behind you with this. But the universe will not mess with free will either. So I feel very good about this. I don't want you to turn down, because I understand about finances, but also it's like I want you to walk in faith that it's like the highest, greatest good is going to happen.
And that is always the trick. So let's go to California. That's Brisa. Sorry about that. Let's go to California and let's bring your friend, Mike.
I knew you were going to be on today. I was going to say, my son. In fact, I'm going to start putting you on my tax form. It's one of my dependents.
How funny. How funny.
I know. I was thinking about that before we started the show. I was like, no, Mike's going to call. I'm putting him on my tax form. He's my child now. How are you doing?
Good, because, it goes way back when in early part of when I was in Arizona.
Yes, I know. It's like it has been. It's great, though, because it's like to see you keep moving on and getting better and all that stuff. So I love it. I love my
awesome.
You.
Thank you. Thank
so what's
you.
Going on now?
Well, good things. Always good things. But, you know, it interferes with my, you know, my impatience interferes with it. I'm actually working in a what feels pretty good restaurant right now to kind of, you know, pay the bills.
Yeah.
And I submitted with a former coworker. I submitted my resume with him to his company, and there's currently not any openings in and around Los Angeles. And then of course there's always there's the business thing that we're waiting to launch because my partner's very successful in another area, and you know he just doesn't have the time. I was just kind of wanting to kind of get a check-in and on everything. Kind of do you see waiting tables much longer? Maybe the sales position opening up? I mean, just kind of what do you kind of get in and around all that?
Well, I feel like with your friend, as you submitted the resume, within 4 months, there's going to be an opening. That may seem like a long time, but it's not. I want you to keep pursuing your own business. Also, table waiting is not forever. It is absolutely not forever, but it's just for right now. But I feel like within 4 months, that could be before 4 months, but definitely by 4 months, there will be an opening with your friend's company. But I don't want you to do that and then not do your own company, because what I see, like it just feels like 2 years that it's you're more working for yourself or along with somebody, but it's not working for somebody else's company. It feels independent.
So stay there, Mike, and you'll win. And let us know in 4 months if that prediction came through. And let's go to Canada and bring Lindsay from Toronto to the show.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Lindsay, do they have four seasons in Canada?
Do they have what?
Four seasons.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
Okay, because we want to move there. And I want
no
them to
way.
Have four seasons. Well, no, our family would love to move there. I'm serious. We've been talking about it, especially this year, about moving to Canada. Don't worry, Cloudy. I will still do the radio show. We just want to move to Canada.
Yeah, no trouble with that. And I can go visit you.
Exactly. Okay. So what's going on? What was your question today?
Well, okay, so I've been kind of seeing this guy on and off for the last few months. And he's not, like, the type of guy to really, like, date or do anything like that. But when we're together, like, we have such a really strong connection. And then he'll just kind of, like, disappear, which I kind of assumed was fear, that he just kind of gets freaked out because he hasn't liked a girl in a while. I guess my question is, do you see it going anywhere, or is it just kind of a waste of my time and I should just take it for what it is?
Okay, so what your life theme is right now, and it's changing right this second, is I will not make a priority of someone who makes me an option.
Yeah.
Okay, so no, it's not of your higher greater good. You are like an option to fall back on.
Okay. I kind of got that.
And the fact of the matter is, you're amazing. You are an amazing, wonderful person, and you deserve love of the highest, greatest level. You have a heart that is there for everybody. But I need for you to work on self-love, because once we've worked on self-love, and just whether it's through meditation, guided meditation, you just go to YouTube and do guided meditation, self-love, or, you know, just reading up on breaking down the wall that is preventing you from self-love, because this is what is blocking you from allowing the person that's supposed to be in your life. And this is not the person that's supposed to be in your life. They do not have your highest, greatest good mind. Doesn't mean that they're a bad person or anything. It's not your person. Someone that's supposed to be in your life is someone who's going to cherish you, adore you, and you are their priority.
And that person is there, right, Tina Marie? Because we tend to feel like there's no one else.
Right. If I keep the door open for somebody that makes me an option, I'm blocking the person from coming in that's supposed to be in my life. So I have to close those doors and disconnect. So I'm creating a situation for that flow of the real love to come through. But I'm serious, Lindsay.
Thanks.
Your motto now is, I will not make an priority of somebody who makes me an option.
Yeah, stay away from that. So, Tina Marie, did you have time for one more caller before we end the show?
We have probably just time for one more caller.
Okay, so let's go to New York and let's bring to Tim to the show.
Hey, Tim Marie, how are you doing today?
I'm sorry, sweetheart, I can't hear you.
Oh, sure. Hey, Tina Marie, how are you doing? My name is Tim.
Hey, Jen, how are you?
I just had a question. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. Doing better. I'm trying to work on changing some things drastically in my life. I know I've handicapped myself as far as kind of being stuck in this fear, fear pattern. So I'm trying to do some little meditation 10 minutes tonight before I go to bed, trying to ask my guides for some direction. I'm wondering if there's anything changing. Will be work/career month in the next coming month, or if you had any tips for me as far as what I need to be doing.
I absolutely feel that the fear, removing that from your life, is what's going to literally, the fear is like a cloud over your sunshine, and absolutely removing that cloud, because it does not work. It actually blocks the better decision making. And literally when that fear starts to creep in, I do the same thing. I have to walk in faith. I'm self-employed in all areas of my life. When it starts to creep in, I'm like, no, I will not give any time for fear. It is not of my higher greater good. It does not serve my purpose of my higher greater good. I have no time for it. And then literally walking in faith, I can tell you so many times that it's like, things that go on, it's like if I had a bill that came in I wasn't expected, I will have a check come in that's bigger than the bill, because I'm walking in faith and I'm being taken care of. When I question that, then I'm literally allowing the negativities into my life that will block the positives. I feel like in the next, well, it feels like between now and the first of the year, there's some big changes, and it's positive, but it all absolutely balances on your ability to walk in faith and really looking at the situation, is this of my higher greater good? meaning higher, greater good, not just that I'm being a financial success that will make, but is this a higher, greater good that will make me an even more productive and positive energy for the universe? Because when our focus is not just on ourselves, but what can I bring to this world to make it better, everything falls in line. Because the universe will get behind us and it's like promotes us to amazing levels. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Okay. So I should just keep trying to meditate, stay positive?
Not trying. You're doing it. Trying is saying I may not do it. You're just going to do it. I mean, literally we're getting that alpha energy going. I'm doing this. There's no question about it. I'm doing it, and I'm walking in faith because I know I'm being taken care of. I know. I don't think. I know I'm being taken care of, and you are. And you will see the changes that happen are just absolutely amazing, Tammy. But it's like not just in the meditation, during the daytime. Like, I will not give any energy to fear and negative thoughts. I have no time for that. I'm walking in faith. I know I'm being taken care of.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks a lot. I also got some turmeric coming. I heard you mention it, and I'm going to fix it. Take it daily, try to decalcify. Thanks a lot, Tina Marie. I'll probably hit you up and talk to you one-on-one.
Thank you. Please
thanks
give us updates. Call again, please.
You got it.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you, team. So we have reached the end of the show. It was a very productive show. Lots of callers, lots of beautiful people. And I'm sorry we weren't able to put everyone on through the show, but that's what happens when Tina Marie is here. Everybody wants advice from you, Tina Marie.
I love that we do this. I love that we've been doing it for, we're almost on 5 years, I think.
Yeah, I don't
our
know.
Our show.
Year with you, it has been very good.
And it just gets getting better and better as we, you know, it's like we think it's great, but it just keeps getting better and better. And I just really owe so much to you for you even creating Charlotte View and giving a voice, you know, to everybody. So I really appreciate that. And I love that. I love you. You know that.
Yeah, me too. You know, that's the truth. So anybody that wants to go with Tina Marie and have a reading, a longer reading outside of the show, go to www.tinamarienumber8.com. You want to be first on the show? Use Take My Call. And Take My Call is for only $11. You can jump the long list of callers and get first. And for that, the best way to get there is go to charlotteview.net. Go to monthly shows, to Tina Marie's tab, and you'll find the form there. And that money goes to Tina Marie. So it's pretty much the way I see it, Tina Marie, is a thank you for what you do.
Exactly. Yeah, I appreciate it very much. Very much. And I will. And you have a safe journey on your pilgrimage that you're starting in a couple of weeks or so, and I will keep tabs on you.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'll see you back in 2 months. So we're skipping June, and then you'll be back in July with us. So first Friday in July, you're here. And thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you, Team Memory. Have a blessed weekend. Give a big kiss to your husband and your to your daughter too.
I will. Thank you, sweetheart. Same thing to your family. All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming.